Hello to all the audiophiles and fans of poesy out there. I hope you're all well. I encountered a most pleasant surprise this morning as I was finishing a magazine. I subscribe to a bi-monthly magazine called Our Special, which is produced in Braille by and for blind women. It contains a number of articles from generic publications, as well as various regular feature columns. One of the features is a poetry column, and believe it or not, I found in this issue's poetry column three poems that I have loved for many years. They were right in a row, too. So I thought I would share them here. Now, hopefully, I can read the first one without getting teary-eyed. It may sound silly, but this particular poem tends to produce a feeling of melancholy in me. So hopefully I will not embarrass myself. This first one is called Remember, and it's by Christina Georgina Rossetti, who was born in 1830 and passed from this world in 1894. And Christina, I do remember you. Remember me when I am gone away. Gone far away into the silent land, when you can no more hold me by the hand, nor I half turn to go, yet turning stay. Remember me when no more, day by day, you tell me of our future that you planned. Only remember me, you understand. It will be late to counsel then, or pray. Yet, if you should forget me for a while, and afterwards remember, do not grieve. For if the darkness and corruption leave a vestige of the thoughts that once I had, better by far you should forget and smile than that you should remember and be sad. This next one is by the inimitable Charlotte Bronte, 1816 to 1855. She passed from this world far too soon. Life. Life, believe, is not a dream so dark as sages say. Oft a little morning rain foretells a pleasant day. Sometimes there are clouds of gloom, but these are transient all. If the shower will make the roses bloom, oh, why lament its fall? Rapidly, merrily, life's sunny hours flit by. Gratefully, cheerily enjoy them as they fly. What though death at times steps in and calls our best away? What though sorrow seems to win o'er hope a heavy sway? Yet hope again elastic springs, unconquered though she fall. Still buoyant are her golden wings, still strong to bear us well. Manfully, fearlessly, the day of trial bear, for gloriously, victoriously, can courage quell despair. This third poem is by Hilaire Belloc, who was a French writer and satirist, but became a naturalized British subject in 1902. He wrote a lovely, very humorous book that I adored as a child. It's called The Child's Book of Bad Beasts. But this poem is not one of his satires. It's actually quite beautiful, simplistic though it is. It's called The Early Morning. The moon on the one hand, the dawn on the other. The moon is my sister, the dawn is my brother. The moon on my left and the dawn on my right. My brother, my morning, my sister, good night. And that was good timing because the machinery doing the parking lot renovations is just starting up. That's too bad because I was also going to read a short story for another audio boo. But it will have to wait.